If you're in a fixed term, so you've got a fixed rate mortgage, your mortgage payments aren't affected. So what goes on around you and what goes on in the markets and things like that, you're not affected by that interest rate rise. So I think that puts a lot of your listeners' minds at ease. The people that will affect them almost immediately will be people that are on standard variable rate mortgages or tracker rate mortgages, where the bank would pass on, their lender would pass on an increase if they should cho if they choose to, very, very quickly. So, for instance, if on an average figure, if we see a 0.25% increase, that's going to be roughly around £28 to £30 on an average mortgage for somebody who's on a variable rate or a tracker rate mortgage. If it's higher than that, if it's 0.5%, you're looking around about the £48 figure. Again, that depends on each different person's circumstances, but roughly that's what's likely to happen.
You say there, Gavin, if the bank decides to pass it on, so they might not do. I mean, it's not all doom and gloom for some, I suppose.
It does depend on the bank that you're borrowing from. Some banks already have reduced or removed their mortgage rates over the last couple of days. Some have factored in an increase just as recent as last week. So that may well already be showing in a mortgage payment. But some may act on what the Bank of England do today. Some very rarely will not pass on a rate increase to their customers immediately.
And we're talking, as you say, 30, £40, which might not sound enough, but sound very much. But with the whole cost of living crisis, for some, that's going to be, well, perhaps devastating, isn't it, today to hear that?
It will, and that's not just £30 or £40 today. It's steadily risen since December last year, so that's on top of previous rate increases. My guidance to anybody that's on a standard variable rate or a tracker rate, now's the time perhaps to visit and see a mortgage advisor, work through your costs, work through what your plans are for the future, and really seriously think about fixing that mortgage today. We have a number of customers, if we think back 2 years, that perhaps bought property because of the stamp duty holidays that finished in June 2 years ago, and therefore may well be coming off interest rates, fixed rates now. My guidance, Nicola, to all of your listeners is that when we go to remortgage, when you go to remortgage, the lender that you choose will give you 6 months where you can then have an offer today for perhaps a rate that doesn't expire until December. You can lock that rate in today, and therefore that will be the rate that you will receive. So that sort of negates any more increases because you know what rate you're going to get when your fixed rate matures in December. Not a lot of your listeners may know that there is a 6 month window with most lenders that you can fix in now, so you know what your payments will be.
How is this affecting first-time buyers at the moment? Is it putting people off wanting to buy their first property because rates are so high?
With everybody that's got a mortgage or looking to get a mortgage, there's worry, there's concern, there's frustration, there's annoyance. It's a little bit out of everybody's control. So, as a first-time buyer, if you're looking to buy a property, don't let that dream fade. Look at buying that property. Try and put as much as a deposit down as you possibly can. But when you look at the interest rate that you apply for on that day, as long as you can afford it, when you sit with your mortgage advisor, they will tell you what your rate could look like in 5 years' time. And they will produce what we call a key facts about your mortgage. And there'll be a rate in there to say your mortgage will be X in 5 years' time as of forecast from today. And that's the second question you need to ask yourself is, I can afford it today. Could I afford that figure in 5 years' time? And if the answer is still yes, then don't let this turn you off. If we think back to 20, 25 years ago, interest rates were around the 5-6% as they are today. So it's normal over a longer period of time for rates to be between 4 and 6%, even sometimes a little bit higher. It wasn't normal to be between 2 and 3, which we've had the beauty of for the last 4 or 5 years. But I do understand there's major concerns and worries out there. But just think about, is this affordable now? And will it be affordable if there's a rise when I come off my standard, my fixed rate in 5 years' time?